ITV News briefly for Thursday, April 18th. Everything you've been in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, which can be half an hour these days, sorry about that. Patreon supporters get the episodes first and ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. The Volkswagen and XPeng are collaborating on a new cost-effective EV platform for China. The essence of this, the CEA platform, is about reducing the platform development costs by 40% and reducing platform complexity, all part of VW's $700 million investment for a 5% stake in XPeng last year. That platform initially for China, but could be used elsewhere if this is a success, I would suggest. The new Lucid Air Grand Touring has had some under-the-skin improvements, a heat pump for cold weather performance, DC fast charging, which is up to 30% faster. The EPA range staying at 516 miles, though that's 830 kilometres, and a price of $111,000 for the Air Grand Touring. Porsche's Taycan has enhanced efficiency. An Inside EV's article sitting down with the engineers I thought was highly revealing. Things like the new chemistry moving from a 712 to an 811 nickel, manganese, cobalt chemistry. But even the fact that they're using the same cells or same chemistry, same proportion for the Taycan and the Macan, even then the Taycan gets a slightly different adjusted chemistry to hit that very high peak of DC fast charging with the 800 volt architecture of 320 kilowatts DC fast charging up from 270. Lots of other improvements. I'll pop a link in the show notes if you'd like to read more. Tesla's Cybertruck probably sold in the first quarter of this year in the United States, according to Kelley Blue Book. 2,803 units. Not an official Tesla figure, but actually slightly higher than I thought that was. So that's interesting. I don't think we'll get a breakdown. Almost certainly we won't get a US figure. There'll be no chance of that on Tesla's earning call next week, but that's an interesting data point. NIO, I did promise you a result. NIO took three of their new ET7s with the 150 kilowatt hour semi-solid state battery on three different road trips, and they all returned about the same result. The longest, though, was 1,070 kilometers. That's 665 miles, about 4.4 miles per kilowatt hour efficiency. So, you know, not scrape me off the floor good, but still very good. And look, that's still a battery pack, but yeah, yes, it's large in a large vehicle. That's the ET7 is the sort of Model S sedan type vehicle, but that's still a large vehicle and still good efficiency and still a very long way to go on one charge, it must be said. Over 1,000 kilometers is making the headlines. Alfa Romeo recently had to change the name of their Milano vehicle because there's a rule in Italy that the politicians decided to enforce that unless the car is made, it's a bit like Parmigiano cheese, unless the product is made if it's named after an Italian place, they can stop you calling it. So the Alfa Romeo said, okay, we'll call it the Junior because we're going to make it in Poland. You've always known it's going to be made in Poland. But a little bit of afters on this story, because Alfa Romeo coming back at the politician saying, maybe you should worry more about protecting Italian jobs and worry more about Alfa Romeo, which was a loss-making company before the Stellantis formation in 2021, and now it's a profitable company. And worry less about where we make our vehicles, and maybe don't give as many subsidies to Chinese battery companies to come and build facilities in Europe and look a little bit closer to home. I thought it was interesting. Well, BMW have some April savings up to $7,500 for their US EV buyers. I'll pop a link in the show notes if you'd like some BMW discounts in this month in April. Google is enhancing their EV charging station inside Google Maps. Initially, this will begin for those vehicles which run Google natively, trying to just, again, improve on learning about how fast those charging stations work and real-time availability. And LEVC, the company from Geely, showing off interior pictures of their luxury MPV, which will be for China, but maybe the UK in 2 years.